Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 5th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Preparing for Christmas. And I use a verse from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, a verse that is actually rather obscure but has a powerful message. Quoting, "Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me." Are you ready for Christmas? Isn't that the usual greeting you hear these days? If you haven't heard it yet, you will. For most, this means decorating, baking, and shopping, and more shopping. Today I will get down our Christmas decorations, and Astair and Brooksine will decorate our home this afternoon, a custom that will be different this year due to my mom's absence. Have you ever thought much about how God prepared for Christmas? His preparations are quite different than ours. The Bible speaks of the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Isaiah prophetically looked ahead and says of Christ, he was led like a lamb to the slaughter. When John prepared the way for Christ's ministry, he declared, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The miraculous incarnation of Christ is astounding. At Christmas, we usually focus on the human dimension of the greatest story ever told. We read the accounts in Matthew and Luke of Mary and Joseph, the angels, shepherds, and wise men. I recall how in our years of pastoral ministry in New England, we would set up the traditional manger scene in the back of the church platform. But it seems our daily text gives a view from our Lord's perspective. A body you prepared for me. I preached on this text yesterday. That body, in one sense, began in the way we all begin, with a normal gestation period and birth. Brooksine was pondering today if the birth of Christ was painful, and if so, how painful to Mary. The marvelous distinction in the preparation of this body is the mystery of his conception, which was not natural, but supernatural. What wondrous love is this? This Christmas season, let us, with thankfulness and joy, recall the wonderful love that God demonstrated for fallen humanity as he prepared a body and sent his only begotten Son to this earth. This is the Daily Encouragement Net audio message for this Monday morning. Now my wife has a prayer based upon today's message that she would like to share.
Jesus, though you would ultimately surrender your life at Calvary, you willingly chose to take on flesh and live among us. In great humility, you stripped yourself of the privilege, position, riches, and glory you possessed in heaven. When you walked among your people, you experienced betrayal, misunderstanding, hatred, and temptation, yet you were without sin. Help us to be less self-centered and more humble. You oppose the proud, but you give grace to the humble. Even as you made necessary preparations to come to this earth, help us to make necessary preparations to enter into eternity.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. And I always appreciate so much my wife's contributions to this ministry. We consider it a team ministry. We both met in Bible college in the early 70s and married in 1976, and have always in many ways had a ministry, I like to think, similar to Priscilla and Aquila in the New Testament. Well, again, this is the ministry called dailyencouragement.net. That is also the address to the website. There are a number of additional materials on the site today. Recently, at a Christian bookstore, Brooksine picked up a book called The Case for Christmas by Lee Strobel. I've so enjoyed the other books in his Case 4 series, and this one is no exception. It's an excellent book for gift-giving and evangelistic outreach, and I even found a very inexpensive online edition, a paperback, that you might want to consider for reaching out to others or for family gifts to share a spiritual perspective. There is a link to that particular site that offers that material. Also today, I want to share, I shared last week in Thursday's message that we had a mouse problem, and I had the most remarkable trapping experience. Saturday night, I heard Brooksine scream when she opened the door to our pantry downstairs, our closet, where she stores food. And my, if we did not catch two mice on the same trap. And this time I do have a picture of that. If you go to the website today, I didn't put it right up on the site. I put a link because I know some people just are going to find that distasteful to have a picture like that. But hey, listen, when you live in the country, you're either going to deal with a mice problem or you're going to be overrun with them. And we're already somewhat overrun and we're dealing with it at the same time. And there is a picture of that. It is not doctored. It is just like I found them. I picked up the trap and found the two mice trapped together. Brooksine says it's kind of like a Romeo and Juliet story. Also today, I did quote in the body of the devotional, I did read it for you today, a wonderful song, so beautiful, called The Power of Your Love. And one of my favorite online churches is a church in Canada that now places their services up both with audio and video. It's not actually yesterday's service, but it's a song that I felt went along with the message today from earlier in the year. It's a song, again, called The Power of Your Love. And if you go to our site today, dailyencouragement.net, there is both an audio link to listen to the song and a video link where the song is placed up with very good video. It's a smaller picture, and I don't know whether that's a limitation with size, but it's very clear, and it sure adds a different dimension to feel like you're there. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful. Stay encouraged in your walk with the Lord.